Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
We are back for a second hour today of Political Coffee on Freedom Friday, the day that you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Lots of things going on, but I promised I'd get to the next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today? Thanks for hanging on through the break.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Jeff.
Who is it?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was wondering, of all these orders, that laws that, I forget what the word is, that President-elect right now, I should say, that Joe Biden is in there, has re-signed now and changed since Donald Trump has been in there and his administration has put all of these together in the last 4 years. And Joe Biden has signed these papers and changed them all. If I know there's been prophets that said that Trump would be in there for 8 years, and if that's the case, would he, as a illegal president being in there, sign these papers? Would these all be just be thrown out then? Or if Trump is back in there again, does he have to go back and re-sign all of these papers to change all these laws that they've had?
Well, you know, that's it's a good question, and I'm not sure I am the definitive person to answer it. My belief from what I know at this point, Don, and this is the best I can give you in answering your question, is that if something happened and Joe Biden were to be It was to be determined, let's say this quo warranto proceeding that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, let's say that it actually happened and the U.S. Supreme Court said, we're going to throw out the elections in these battleground states and you need to do a do-over. And let's say the do-over resulted in another presidential election and Joe Biden loses to Donald Trump.
Right.
Then, yes, Trump would come back in and he would unwind all of
those
Joe Biden's
orders.
52 executive orders. Okay. Now, it's different if Joe Biden, if the court determined that Joe Biden under quo warranto was not eligible to hold office because he and Kamala Harris were elected either by error or by fraud. I don't see that happening, but if that were to happen, then the question is, are all of those executive orders, the 52 executive orders that Biden has signed so far, are they legal? Are they legally binding if he is not president? I would say, under federal law, and frankly, under the Constitution, they would not be. But even though quo warranto may be used to remove, again, I just don't see it happening, but it is possible that it could be used to remove Biden and Harris, who then becomes president? It wouldn't be, it would not be Donald Trump at that point. It would be Nancy Pelosi. Now, in a quo warranto proceeding, the only people that are going to be able to do that, quo warranto is specific to the District of Columbia court, federal court, okay? That would then be subject to the D.C. Court of Appeals. That would then be subject to the U.S. Supreme Court. Ultimately, it would end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could invalidate under quo warranto the Biden-Harris election. And they could, at the same time, order a new election. There would still need to be a president operating at that time. Who would that be? That would be Nancy Pelosi. Now, she would not unwind any of his executive orders. I know this is getting into the weeds here, Don, but she is it, and I don't know the answer to this. Maybe Mark Levin could do it, but is it possible that any legislation produced by the Democrats could, in fact, be signed by Nancy Pelosi if she's acting president?
Well,
I don't know.
It's interesting, isn't it? Well, thank you.
All right, thanks. Let's go. Well, I guess we lost a couple of our callers, probably because I was pontificating too long there. My apologies. Do call in. It is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning.
I hate to be on again, but the other thing that drives me really nuts sometimes is these so-called experts that sit around behind their desks and don't really get out on the street and see what's going on. I wish they'd either go out and find out what's going on or just quit talking.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, this is one of the things that we're going to try to do in our examination of Oregon's election system as it exists today.
Because here's what happens. I've been reading some stuff about one of the proponents of globalization, and he didn't think it would affect the middle class in the United States as bad as it did, and he thought it was, now he realized it was wrong. And my statement back to him was polite, but I said, well, get out from behind your $4,000 desk and go see before you start making predictions or start making decisions that affect the rest of us.
Well, at some point, this has got to get figured out. Hey, thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Let's go to Terry Saul joins us. Saltissimo, how are you, friend?
Hi, how you doing, Jeff?
Are you out driving around? Isn't that a little scary right now? Isn't it getting kind of icy out there?
Actually, I've been driving around for about the last half hour, 45 minutes, went through the whole downtown area. Traffic was pretty good downtown right now, and the roads are not as slick as we thought they originally were going to be. Some of the units are out and about. Matter of fact, I'm behind a plow right now on South Commercial, and the roads are doing pretty good. You still have a couple of hot dogs here that don't know how to drive, and they think that it's hot and dusty out right now. They were flying through the intersections. But for all in all, the traffic is looking pretty good right now.
Well, that's good to know. Are you going to be out and about for the next hour or so? You can call back in and give us reports?
Absolutely. As long as my coffee stays warm and these donuts are going down pretty good, I'll be out and about.
You're not riding with a cop, are you?
Your name, Jeff Crop. Okay, I had to let the officer know what your name was.
Oh, I love those guys. All right, Terry Saul. Hey, look, thanks for the quick report. I really appreciate that. And do please call back in, especially
you got it,
if you get
friend.
To another area of town and there are issues out there. We want to know.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, friend. That's Terry Saul. Saltissimo. You know, he's on the station here, folks, on weekends, but man, does he add a lot with doing those live reports. Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
This is Stretch.
Who is it?
There's a Stretch out here near Crip Road.
Hey, Stretch, how are you, man? Great to have you calling in today. What's on your mind?
There's a Riverside Fire in Mount Hood National Forest. They're not planning on harvesting any of the dead trees. And the private companies are doing that, but it's a shame if the Forest Service isn't going to harvest any of the fire-killed trees from the Riverside Fire.
Yeah, I was afraid that was going to happen. You know, if Trump had won re-election, I'm not sure it would have happened even then, Stretch. And I'll tell you why. Because what's always happened in the past with every one of these fires on federal timberlands, the enviro community comes in and sues to stop the harvesting of partially burned trees. They don't want any of it. And that is my guess of what would happen. It's certainly going to happen now with Biden assuming control of the federal agencies. It doesn't surprise me a bit that they're not going to harvest it. Isn't that just tragic?
Yes, and also that Beachy Creek fire, that should have been put out day one instead of just let it burn. They end up burning up Detroit and Idana and a few other towns.
And some of that is Kate Brown's fault. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, if I had been governor, I would have literally told Oregon Department of Forestry this. Said, you go in and you start putting that fire out immediately. I don't care if it's on federal land. If the feds don't like it, they can sue us. And oh, by the way, I'll go sick the Marion County Sheriff on them. Could put all the feds in handcuffs and lead them away. Literally.
Yep.
But Kate Brown doesn't think that way, Stretch.
Yeah, in the old days, they put them out day one ASAP. And they say that they're doing too good a job in those days. Well, would it, no towns burn up.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't burn up and lose 4,000 homes in this state and then have FEMA deny 57% of those people being able to rebuild their homes with federal emergency management assistance. 57%.
Yeah,
so the government causes the problem and then doesn't offer to help.
I tried to call up Trader and I left a message, but I might as well have been talking to a fence post.
Yeah, because believe me, Kurt is not going to go against Big Enviro. Believe me, yeah, he's not.
Yeah, I believe he's originally from Illinois to start with.
Yeah, it's just another Oregon transplant from another state. Well, so's our governor. So's our Speaker of the House. Yeah, sadly.
Yeah,
hey, Stretch, thanks for listening, and thanks for... I appreciate you calling,
they have a
man.
Picture of her on a urinal.
Well, the one that fits her lately is the one of her dressed up as Adolf Hitler in a Nazi Gestapo uniform. That's the one that fits her the best.
Boy, you got
anyway,
that,
thanks,
right.
Stretch.
I'll let you go and you'll get to another caller.
I appreciate it, man. All right. Good talking to you. That's Stretch out there. By the way, if you are driving around, you know, we'll wait for Terry Saul to call back in when he gets to another part of town. And at any rate, if you encounter some area of this broadcast area, maybe not just Salem specifically, but other areas, and you want to call in and give a report, feel free to do that. Again, it's 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment. It's 720. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll get back to the phones in a moment here. I want to thank also ProBioscience for being another one of our great advertisers. You know, you hear me rave about the pain stick because it works for me. Okay, I use the full spectrum one, which means it has a tiny trace amount of CBD in it. But they make a completely THC-free version. It's made from isolate, okay? And it works also. You still get the benefits of CBD in your body and what it does, especially for painful, sore areas of your body. In fact, I was talking with a nurse yesterday, and this woman had hurt her back pretty dramatically. It was really looking for relief of some type and heard me talking about the pain stick and how long it lasts once you put it on your skin. Because I, you know, give it to my mother. She puts it on her knuckles of her hands because she has arthritis in her hands. And she says it lasts through multiple washings, which is precisely what it does for me, too. Which means you're getting the benefit of it through your skin for a long time. So you know what? Truly, I want you to consider if you don't want to use prescription drugs, but you want to use something that's naturally occurring to help ease your pain, you should try CBD. If you're in a sensitive position, like a nurse, where you can be drug tested, there's zero tolerance for that stuff. And thank God that's the way it is. Or if you're a cop, or other people in sensitive positions that can be drug tested, you can have the confidence that ProBioscience has very high quality Oregon grown CBD that has zero THC in it. Okay, and the analysis is there to prove it. You can have great confidence. Plus, they're based in Salem. You know who these people are. And you also have confidence that they are giving you everything they say that they are giving you in the product that you buy. Check them out on the web, pro-biosciencecom, pro-biosciencecom. And if you buy any of their great products, including, by the way, this particular nurse has been using our pet product for their 13-year-old dog and loves it, and the dog loves it, and it's been very good for the dog. So if it can help dogs, it could probably help you, just like it helps me and members of my family. Pro-Bioscience.com, that's the website. And if you you want to buy online, use the discount code Valentine and get 15% off. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday? What's on your mind?
Well, this is going to be different. You were talking about Trump and what the Democrats are doing and so on. So I wrote down a few notes. I'm getting feedback, so it's kind of hard to talk, Jeff. If you want to address an issue like this, you have to decide, what do you want? Why do you want it? And then how? Options for implementation. So it's what, why, and how. Let's talk about Trump for just a minute. Trump wants to take action now. Why? Revenge? Saving the Republic? Supporting the Constitution? I think revenge could be a big one. And then what do we want? And what does the Republican Party want? And why do they want it? And so what you have the power. You can do anything you want, and you can have the outcome, just about anything you want. So Soros, what does he want? Why does he want it, and how does he go get it? Or how he go gets it, it would seem like that financial is part of it. Well then, take his financial. You got big corporations. And what do they want? Then go after it. There isn't anything that you can't solve. It's if you don't define what you want, why do you want it, and then what options do you have to go get it? Just like when you talked about texting, it's not going to work if Trump texts. Can you imagine if he got that out to 1,000 people and they text? Who's going to be able to monitor that? I could be texting his message to maybe 100 people. You could probably get thousands. How's AT&T or anybody else going to stop that? Because they don't know. there's going to be too many people texting.
That's
but
exactly
that
right.
Won't work if it's about Trump. That doesn't give revenge.
That's exactly right. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. This is one of the solutions that I think Trump smartly is considering. You know, Parscale told this story about how he did this interview. I think it was with 60 Minutes. This was in 2017. And he said he came away from the interview knowing that the left that runs these social media platforms were never going to let the Trump campaign use them effectively again. And he said, at that time, we beginning to have conversations about how to find alternatives. And, you know, this would be a powerful way, but I want to get back to your point about motivations. I think this is critical. And I think it's critical that Trump has to lead the effort, and his motivations have to be clear, not about revenge, even though the left is going to characterize it that way, but rather about saving the republic. He has to communicate that. And if he does, more and more people will join with him. That's what I believe. Because, Tim, you know, because you're a student of human nature, you know that motivations play into how we view people and whether we want to be involved with them or not.
Can you imagine,
I thank you,
Jeff,
for bringing it up.
This opportunity to teach, this is phenomenal. We haven't found a good way to teach about the Constitution, the citizenship, any of that.
No, and it's certainly not going to be taught properly in schools, sadly. And boy, there's more
we
on
can
that.
Do
Thanks,
it now.
Tim, it's 7:30. Yeah, we can.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. By the way, this Freddie, I'm going to get to you in just a second along with Rebecca. But first, I got to take Terry Saul, who's just calling in, giving us another road update. Hey, Terry, are you with us?
I'm with you all the way here, my friend. And traffic is moving pretty good. It's kind of light this morning. Yes, it's a Friday morning, but a lot of people are just taking their time and not even going in today. But you got to keep in mind, with the roads as slick as they are, it may look like you're coming on some smooth, dry pavement, but you're really not. It could be some of that freezing rain that has settled down here. The trucks are out and about, and we're moving back into the downtown area. Just went out on South Commercial there, and traffic is moving pretty much with the speed limit. Things are looking real good right now. Just slow down, take your time, and make sure you're buckled up.
I think that's a great advice. Have you seen any wrecks so far?
Only the one I almost caused, but that's the only other one I saw.
Well, all right, that says it all.
You know, it's hard eating a donut and drinking my hot chocolate at the same time.
Oh, you're way too much fun, as always. Terry Saul, all right, he's out giving us live road reports, folks. Thanks, Terry. Be safe out there.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah, you know, I just stepped outside and looked at my porch steps, looked pretty icy, and they are very icy. It's icy out there. Be very careful. In fact, Jarris had a road report from West Salem. He said, not calling in and not leaving the house. West Salem's pretty crispy. Few cars running down Eola, and the roads, grass, and trees have ice on them. Best bet is to put on a movie and stay home today. And Mo wrote me an email about Political Coffee. He says, I'm having to listen to you online. For some reason, the FM signal isn't reaching this far out, and AM is not clear. Must be too cold for it. But thanks to technology, I can still hear your program. Thanks, Mo. And we appreciate you listening for sure. All right, on to the phones to Freddie. Freddie, how are you, brother? What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Heard everything this morning that's been going on in your radio show. I was in the shower getting ready for my day, but you know, one of the things that I'm really kind of disappointed in, I'm very disappointed in, is that when Trump was president, he didn't drain the swamp. That, you know, that was the plan, was to drain the swamp. Nobody got thrown in jail, and we lost the momentum going forward, and now they're trying to put him in a box so he can't do this again. And I think the other side is very well organized on this because they've just been thinking about getting rid of Trump for 4 years. So he did not bring the people in that he needed to in order to get the thing squared away. And I'm afraid we're really lost on this thing now, because now they got the organization of the mainstream media and everybody out that's supporting his effort. And all these corporations now are starting to line up behind them. And then now what they want to do is all put us all in concentration camps and get us deprogrammed from Trump. So the problem with the Republicans is that we're all independent thinkers. And so having a common theme, we had one, and we didn't recognize it. And now Trump is going to be shut out if things continue to go the way they are. So the Republicans are really victims of their own independent thinking and don't understand and don't have the ability to understand when we had a leader that was going to really do what needed to be done, but he didn't put the right people around him. Like Pompeo was a really good guy, but he had a bunch of others that were just pretending to be Trump supporters. And when it all started coming down, you saw them just like rats on a ship. They started leaving the whole thing. So I'm not sure we're ever going to get it back now, my personal feeling.
Well, it's going to depend on Trump. And I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, in fact, one of our other callers, I think it was Don, was talking about, you know, prophetic voices saying that Donald Trump was going to be president for 8 years. Well, a lot of those prophets, none of them said that he was going to be president for 8 years in a row. Okay. So it doesn't mean that Trump can't come back, but he's going to have to unwind a lot of the stuff that Biden and Harris are doing right now. While all of this misdirection about really trying to intimidate us through this Trump trial, because they're, the whole goal is to make Trump to appear to be a boogeyman while they are highlighting us, the people, because we dared to stand up to them. All of that is a distraction to what they're really doing behind the scenes. And so when Trump becomes president again, and I believe he will, here's what I think has to happen, Freddie, is that he literally must come in and clean house within the departments and the administrations. He needs a lot more Mike Pompeo's. Believe me, because Pompeo was loyal to him all the way through.
No doubt.
And it's hard when you have all of those positions you have to fill in a presidency. But I'll say this, he's learned a lot. And he knows who he can trust now and who he can't. And the danger to the RINOs is that they've been exposed. And if Trump is able to successfully, Freddie, get his message back out to voters and he runs again and he wins, they're toast. In fact, they'll be toast even prior to that, because that's why Trump has got to be involved in going after these 10 House Republicans that voted for impeachment. Thanks, Freddie. As always, great to hear your voice. Let's move on to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Do you have a good phone connection today?
I hope so. I'm using the same one I used yesterday.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay, good. I take the American Family Association Journal, and they had a whole bunch of things in it this time that were things that are happening, and I really recommend the journal. But one of the things that they had was that the U.S. House has now created a rule that this would be at the federal level. The U.S. House has created a rule that you can't use a whole list of words that are that are relational. They call them. I'm sorry, just a minute, I'm having a brain freeze. They say that they cause people to be hurt by using these words. So the beginning of them is father and mother and sister and brother. So these are gender-neutral words. So Oregon law changed quite some years ago. I recommend people go read it. And they took out these words like father and mother. And when I read the law, it had put in paragraphs of all kinds of people who can be, quote-unquote, a parent that could never naturally be a parent. But yet, even though you could still identify the mother, because it talked about the one who bears a child. And there are people in the law now who can bear a child who wouldn't biologically be able to bear a child. But the biological father is completely missing out of the law, which means that the biological father has no protection. And it's been interesting to me how they're trying to vilify certain groups, and one of them is the Proud Boys. I went and looked them up online. The Proud Boys walked me through Salem. Two of them walked me through Salem, and they, it was, my car was parked about a mile away, and they said that they wanted to walk me to my car because I was carrying the flag, and they didn't want anybody to attack me while I'm carrying the flag. They were right. Such gentlemen, and the the concept of a gentle man, a person who is gentle in the way that they approach life, that they take care of the weak, they take care of those who need help, and they give themselves sacrificially to helping others. That's the kind of person that I believe is the Proud Boys, because they walked me all the way to my car, and then they thanked me for being careful to put the flag into my car without touching the ground. They were like the traditional concept of a Boy Scout. So anyway, the concept of fatherhood is very much under attack, the communists always try to get the children away from the father. They either put the father in a concentration camp or they put them in a work camp away from the family and away from the children. And they want the state to be able to raise the children. And I believe that the Proud Boys, if you go look at their website, I encourage people to do that. I learned that their icon is Archie Bunker. And they say that they're men and women are women, and they're just proud to be men. And I think that makes the left furious, because these people are stepping up and doing the little things, the kind things that make society function. When we had that rally at the Capitol on the 6th. At one point, Antifa came marching down the street, and they were carrying hammers. And if they would have gotten into the crowd, they would have caused all kinds of damage. But there was a whole bunch of men that went and made a huge wall across the street and kept Antifa from coming into the crowd.
And yep, and they are not white supremacists. I'm sorry, you're right. Thanks, Rebecca. Back in a moment with more of your phone calls. Don't go off the line, anybody. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. All right, we are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's take our next call here so I can, because I'm expecting we'll probably get a call from Terry Saul before we get to the top of the hour here. So I'm going to make time for him to give us a road report. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
My name's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
And what I was calling about was those fires. And, you know, it seemed like Kate Brown, she can always use her emergency power for everything, you know, that she wants. Well, you know, there was no reason why she couldn't have got those fires put out when they were small before they became big wildfires. And then she didn't even use her emergency power to tell the power company that afternoon before the winds came up, you know, to turn the power off up there in the San Jim Canyon area, you know. So I think it's time for her to go, and I don't think you should have to get a petition. She's just a failure, all the millions of dollars damage that it caused and everything. There should be a lawsuit against her, you know, and she should have to resign. Another thing, you know, here the Capitol's in Salem, and, you know, the Marion County's always in one of the danger zones when it comes to this virus and shutdowns and everything. You know, why doesn't she make the, you know, local area in Marion County more of an example for the rest of the state, you know, instead of having everything, you know, all in the high danger category, you know, like she has?
Well, I agree with you on that, by the way. I find it interesting that Multnomah County and Washington and Clackamas County are less dangerous than Marion County. I really find that hard to believe.
Well, yeah.
So do you think that maybe she's trying to keep Marion County in where it is to give the legislature the justification to stay locked down so we, the people, can't go in there?
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. And a couple of days ago, I drove by the Capitol, and there wasn't any cars out front, and I didn't see any vehicles from any of the TV stations out there like normal when the legislature would be in session.
Yeah, no, they won't. Hey, thanks, Larry. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening. Let's go back to Terry Saul, who's roving out there. Terry, where are you now, and what's the roads like?
Well, the roads are still doing pretty good right now. I'm currently on the River Road. Up in the Kaiser area, that we have a tanker that is stalled southbound River Road right at Shemawa. And it's actually been here for about an hour now. They're trying to get this thing out of the way here, but it could be causing some issues there if you're heading in that particular direction. Just need to keep it in mind. Went across both bridges, the Mary Street and the Center Street Bridge a few minutes ago, and traffic was moving pretty good across the bridge. But again, the key is just slow down, take your time, you'll get where you need to go, but just take it easy.
Thanks, Terry, and you be safe out there also. And by the way, are you going to stay calling in on Stacey Ann's show up next?
Yeah, I certainly am, because I got some more donuts.
Well, it doesn't sound like you need any more coffee, but you got to wash those donuts down with something.
Maybe. Hey, you have a good weekend, Jeff.
Thanks, Terry. Hey, folks, make sure you catch Terry Saul's shows on the weekends here. Always lots of great interviews and humor. Because that's what he's known for. Saltissimo here on weekends on KSLM. I appreciate that. 7:54. Is Art on the line still? Want to give him another shot at getting back in with us.
Hey, Jeff. I'm here.
There you are.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, a couple things. Watch out for the side roads. I went out and went out of the street on my block, and it's slicker than snot. I know they've been put the de-icer on the main streets, but you got to be careful on the side streets. And what I wanted to say, Jeff, is I feel Rich's and Freddie's pain. I mean, Trump did a whole heck of a lot in the 4 years. But, of course, like you said, he had to battle the swamp and all the people that were against him because they were thinking about themselves. And so, you know, I want both Rich and Freddie to have hope because Trump opened all of our eyes to what's going on. And we are the ones that are going to make the positive changes. We got, you know, we got elections coming up here for the Republican Party. I think they need to get organized and to really focus on the problems. We need to become a team here in Oregon because as a team, and if we work together, we can solve the issues. One of the things I'd like to see, Jeff, is that I know we got two groups running for office for the Republican Party. I'd like to see them form a team. Okay, a team, a board, and all work together because the more we have working on the problems, maybe have a chair and a vice chair, reorganize the Republican Party here in Oregon, and let's all work together at defeating Kate and the Democratic Party here in Oregon because they're a team, Jeff. And we need to become a team. We need to all work together. And I think it would be a perfect idea, and I don't know when they're going to do the vote or anything, is if we get those four guys working together as a board, how much stronger we can be, Jeff. We can be a lot stronger here in Oregon if we work as a team. And that's how I wanted what I wanted to say today because the Democrats are a team, and that's why they're successful. And if we become a team, we can kick their butts. Because
well, you're right about that, Art, and I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
God bless you, Jeff, and God bless everybody
look, we,
out there. Keep fighting.
We all, if we work together, there's nothing we cannot achieve. And this is why at some point, before you get to that point, you have to have common goals, common thoughts, values, principles. And Donald Trump captured the imagination of America, of at least 75 million voters, and probably more. And he did that by going back to common values, because we had gotten off track. So before you can work as a team, somebody has to win, and win by not imposing their will, as Kate Brown does and Joe Biden, tyranny, fascism, but rather win by persuading people that the values and principles that make life worth living are worth defending. Presenting that idea out there. And that's what needs to happen in the Republican Party. And then we need to come together and work together powerfully. Powerfully. To defeat the left's ideas that destroy liberty. Folks, I hope that you have a marvelous weekend. Stay safe out there today. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. See you Monday.